life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gabriel Boric is the young and very well-educated left-of-center leader of Chile. In remarks most recently, remembering the 50th anniversary of the coup in Chile, September 11th, 1973, against a man, Salvador Allende, who was the elected president of Chile, left-of-center, and more. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, to take us in a time machine from Gabriel Boric, who was elected overwhelmingly, but since then has seen his popularity drop in Chile, a troubled nation dealing with the onset of a COVID and the recovery from the pandemic, and now the onset of what looks to be a global slowdown, especially in major ores that is the Chile's prosperity. However, Gabriel Boric now, without the popularity he used to have, is making remarks about back then and gaining attention. Mary, a very good evening to you. Gabriel Boric was not here when the events of 1973 spilled out, and your new column in the Wall Street Journal is very helpful, not only to explain the violence of September 11th and the Pinochet administration regime that followed, the brutality, the murders, the disappeared, but before September 11th, 1973, the background for the presumption that the military moved against President Allende. What was Allende at the time? How was he perceived in the world? Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. I think those are two different questions. What was Allende and how he was perceived in the world? Because Allende was a Marxist, and he had been involved in politics very far to the left in Chile, calling for, sort of a Bolshevik takeover of the country. But through the electoral process, he was a friend of Fidel Castro's. He had invited Castro to the country at one time. And so his bona fides as a hard left socialist were out there. Allende, when he ran for president, got less than 37% of the vote. But at that time, Chile did not have a runoff process. So the vote was divided by a number of different candidates. The candidate more to the right, the center right, had gotten just a small number of votes less than Allende. So Allende came in first, but as I say, with less than 37% of the vote. So according to the Chilean electoral process at that time, the ability for him to actually be inaugurated had to go to the Congress. And so the Congress debated whether they should give it to him or not. And they were a little bit, there was reluctance in the Congress, even among the Christian Democrats who were critical to him getting the green light. So they came up with this idea of a document called the Statute of Constitutional Guarantees. And they asked Allende to sign that document, which basically committed him to obeying the Constitution, even if he took power. And he signed it, and he was given the green light, and he was inaugurated. And that was 1970. And then over the next, a little less than 3 years, he proceeded to basically do some very extreme things outside of the power of the president, including nationalizations, expropriations of property, and the economy went into the tank. So he was a very hard left president who trampled the rule of law and brought Chile, the Chilean economy, to its knees.
And his links to Castro, did that also extend from Havana to Moscow? This is the depths of the Cold War.
Well, it was well known that the Soviets were very much interested in seeing Allende take power, and even more so the Cubans, which, of course, were a satellite of the Soviet Union. So, yes, both the KGB and the Cuban and Havana had been active in Chile for a long time, trying to, you know, plant clandestine revolutionary groups and arm them and so forth. So he was definitely a pawn of the rising Soviet power at that time.
And is there an analogy that we can draw to someone who was more in close memory, which is Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, and the way one man, one vote, one time, he took control of the apparatus after he was elected popularly? Does that compare to Allende?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, basically, you know, the idea was to get elected and then to basically consolidate power, collapse the other institutions, and become sort of the elected dictator, and then cover yourself all the time by saying, well, I was democratically elected, so I can do what I want. And, you know, in the case of Allende, the Congress remained a hurdle to him, and so did especially the lower house, and so did the Supreme Court, which said that he was trampling the rule of law. So there were plenty of opponents, institutional opponents to Allende. I think the big difference between Allende and Chavez is that Chavez was elected in a country where oil was the economy, and that oil company, PDVSA, belonged to the government. And he also, his election period coincided with a big upswing in oil prices. So it was much easier for Chavez to consolidate power in these various institutions and knock them down and then become the dictator. In Chile, Allende ran into resistance because he didn't have that economic lever that Chavez was able to pull. But I think the concept is the same. Get elected, consolidate power, knock down competing institutions, and then, you know, the big question is, do you have the military on your side? And Allende thought he had the military on his side, and he was wrong. And Chavez made sure he had the military on his side. Again, he had a lot of resources because he had the oil company, but that's how he got away with it.
And today, we have reason to believe that the Chilean people are also reluctant to enter into what looks to be a leveling process, socialism. The rejection of that recent rewrite of the Constitution suggests that this story is fresh again.
It seems to be, but I think it's also basically mobilized the very hard left. I mean, they're angry. So on Sunday and Monday, we saw quite a bit of violence in Santiago by the hard left, remembering the defeat of Allende that day when the military moved against him. He, committed suicide. We know that now. The hard left is frustrated because it had this constituent assembly. It thought that it had it was following the manual that was written in Venezuela with the rewrite of the Constitution. And the fact that the public turned it down, I think, is an indication that that's not the direction the public wants to go. I should say that, you know, all the indications from Chile are that there's some middle ground that people are interested in. Somebody very hard to the right also would not be, or a constitution very hard to the right probably also wouldn't be accepted. They're working on a new one now, but we don't know how that's going to come out yet.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
She's been thinking about this sleepover all week, but I think about her food allergies all the time. Fortunately, her doctor prescribes Olaire, omalizumab. It's proven to significantly reduce allergic reactions if a food allergy accident happens.
Xolair 150 milligrams is a prescription medication used to treat food allergy in people 1 year of age and older to reduce allergic reactions due to accidental exposure to one or more foods. While taking Xolair, you should continue to avoid all foods to which you are allergic. Don't use if you are allergic to Xolair. Xolair may cause a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Tell your doctor if you ever had anaphylaxis. Get help right away if you have trouble breathing or if you have swelling of your throat or tongue. Xolair should not be used for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Xolair is for maintenance use to reduce allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, while avoiding food allergens. Serious side effects such as cancer, fever, muscle aches and rash, parasitic infection, or heart and circulation problems have been reported. Please see Xolair.com for full prescribing information. Ask an allergist about Xolair. This is an advertisement for Xolair paid for by Genentech and Novartis.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.